ګران اوریدونکو السلام علیکم، دا د وایس اف امریکا ډیوه راجو ده. ګرانو کتونکو اوریدونکو، نن د نهې ورځ کال 2018 د سپتمبر 28 نیټه ده. دا وخت پاکستان کې د سحر شپږ، افغانستان کې 15 نیمې، او دلته واشنگټن ډی سي کې د سپتمبر د 28 نیټې د شپې 9 بجې شوې دي. د ډیوه راجو لاړخه د خصوصي ځانګړي خبرونو کې تاسو ته ارکلی وایو. نن د امریکا صدارتي کاندیدان هیلری کلینټن او ډونالډ ټرمپ ترمنځ لومړی صدارتي مباحثه تر سره کیږي. یو څو شیبو کې دغه مباحثه شروع کیدونکې ده. د لپاره د ډیوه راجو دا ځانګړي خبرونه تنظیم شوې دي. دغه مباحثه نیخ په نیخ تفصيلات په تاسو ته په دې خبرونه کې درکو. نن به دغه خبرونه بخنه غواړو. دغه مباحثه د نیویارک ایالت همسټډ ښار کې هوبسترانومي یونیورسيټي کې تر سره کیږي. د دغه مباحثه لپاره ځنی قواعد ایښودل شوي دي. د هیلری کلینټن نه به لومړی پوښتنه کیږي، او د دې وروسته به دې ته دوه منټه ټایم ورکړی کیږي چې خپل ځواب ووایي. په دې وروسته به مخالف کاندید ډونالډ ټرمپ نه د هغې ځواب غوښتل کیږي. دغه د نورو مباحثو پر پرتا نورو مباحثو کې به چې کوم حال کې ناست خلک وو، هغې ته اجازت وو چې لاسونه وپړکئ، خو دې ځل به داسې نه وي. هر سوال وروسته به اوریدونکو ته چې کوم ناست خلک وي هغې ته اجازت نه وي. نو دا ځنې لنډ قواعد وو دغه مباحثه شروع کیدونکي ده. زمونږ همکاران سټوډیو کې موجود دي، منزه شهید او محمد اکرام. دوی به تاسو ته دغه مباحثه نیخ په نیغه تفصیلات وړاندې کوي. یو څو شیبو کې زمونږ دغه خبرونه شروع کیدونکي تاسو ته ارکلی وایي. محمد اکرام، منزه شهید،
ډیره مننه. ډیره مننه تاسو هم، او منزه شهید او زید خټک صاحب. زه به صرف دومره ورته پاول کې یم، لږ سات پاتې ری. دا به په شپږو برخو کې تقسیم کړی شوی وي. اولنۍ هر برخه به 15 منټه وي. اولنۍ چې کومې دوه برخې دي، په دې کې به خبرې اترې کیږي. امریکاز ډایرکشن، امریکا په کوم اړخ باندې روانه ده. دا هغې نه پس چې کوم دوه سیګمنټ یا برخې دي، هغه به اچیوینګ پراسپیریټي په نوم باندې را، یعنی امریکا څنګه ترقی ترلاسه کی په اقتصادی میدان کې، څنګه مخ په وړاندې لاړ شي. او اخیری چې کومې دوه برخې دي، هغه به سیکیورینګ امریکا، امریکا څنګه محفوظ کړی شي. په دې کې به قومي امنیت هم راځي، او د امریکې خارجه تګلاره به هم په دې کې راځي. نو دا شپږ برخې د ټول ډیبیټ یا د بحث دي.
نو اوریدونکو کتونکو ته به وایو چې بس یو څو شیبو کې کم چې وخت ټاکلی شوی دی شروع کیدونکې دی. دواړه کاندیدان به سټیج ته راځي. څنګه چې دغه دواړه کاندیدان سټیج ته راشي، مونږ به د هغې نیغ په نیغه تاسو ته په ژوندۍ بڼه هغه مباحثه وړاندې کوو. زمونږ همکاران سټوډیو کې موجود دي چې تفصیلات تاسو له درکړي. منزه شهید هم مونږ سره ده.
تاسو نه ډیره مننه زاهد صاحب، ژوندۍ اوسئ. نو قدرمنو اوریدونکو او لیدونکو، تاسو سره به دا معلومات هم شریک کړو چې دغه مباحثه به 90 دقیقې، یعنی تقریبا 1.5 ساعت دوام لري، تر 11:30 بجو پورې د واشنگټن ډی سي په وخت باندې چې تاسو ته به دغه مباحثه وړاندې کوو. کومې خبرې چې کیږي، پوښتنې کیږي، او د دې ترڅنګ د پوښتنو نه وروسته چې څه ځوابونه ورکوي دغه کاندیدان د ولسمشریزي ټاکنو، نو هغه به هم تاسو ته وړاندې کوو چې دوی څه وایي، څنګه ځوابونه ورکوي د ولس سوالونو ته او پوښتنو ته.
او یقینا ډیر تود بحث به هم په دې کې راځي. ډیر خلک دا مقابله به ګوري، او دا ځل داسې تمه لرل کیږي چې 100 میلیونه خلک به دا مباحثه نیخ په نیغه باندې په ټلویزیونونو باندې ګوري. دا د رانالډ ریګن او د هغه وخت د صدر جیمی کارټر ترمنځ چې کومه مقابله شوې وه، مباحثه شوې وه، دا به د هغې نه زیات خلک ګوري. هغه وخت 80 میلیونه خلکو کتلې وه، او دا ځل خلک ګوري به چې ډانلډ ټرمپ چې د خپل ټمپرمنټ یا مزاج د پاره مشهور دی، آیا د هغه مزاج به څنګه وي. ځینې خلک د امریکې په ټلویزیون چینل باندې هم دغه پوښتنې راپورته کیږي چې آیا هغه به په خپل مزاج باندې سمره قابو ترلاسه کوي، څنګه چې هغه په تیرو مباحثو کې په ځینې وختونو کې ډیر تود بحث کړو، آیا هغه به هم هغه شان وي، او کنه دغه ټول هر څه
تاسو نه کړی دا به هم اوریدونکو ته وایو تاسو مو ویل چې دا به تر ټولو تاریخي یو مباحثه وي ځکه چې ډیر لیدونکو بلری او د دې ترڅنګ چې په ټلویزیونو رادیوګانو باندې بلری نور به هم وي خو دا مهال میرمن هیلری کلینټن او خاغلی ډونالد ټرمپ هم راغلي دی سټیج ته
But I remind everyone there are two more presidential debates scheduled. We are going to focus on many of the issues that voters tell us are most important, and we're going to press for specifics. I am honored to have this role, but this evening belongs to the candidates and just as important to the American people. Candidates, we look forward to hearing you articulate your policies and your positions, as well as your visions and your values. So, let's begin. We're calling this opening segment Achieving Prosperity, and central to that is jobs. There are two economic realities in America today. There's been a record six straight years of job growth, and new census numbers show incomes have increased at a record rate after years of stagnation. However, income inequality remains significant, and nearly half of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Beginning with you, Secretary Clinton, why are you a better choice than your opponent to create the kinds of jobs that will put more money into the pockets of American workers?
Well, thank you, Lester, and thanks to Hofstra for hosting us. The central question in this election is really what kind of country we want to be and what kind of future we'll build Clinton together. Today is my granddaughter's second birthday, so I think about this a lot. First, we have to build an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top. That means we need new jobs, good jobs, with rising incomes. I want us to invest in you. I want us to invest in your future. That means jobs in infrastructure, in advanced manufacturing, in innovation and technology, clean renewable energy, and small business, because most of the new jobs will come from small business. We also have to make the economy fairer. That starts with raising the national minimum wage and also guarantee, finally, equal pay for women's work. I also want to see more companies do profit sharing. If you help create the profits, you should be able to share in them, not just the executives at the top. And I want us to do more to support people who are struggling to balance family and work. I've heard from so many of you about the difficult choices you face and the stresses that you're under. So let's have paid family leave, earn sick days. Let's be sure we have affordable child care and debt-free college. How are we going to do it? We're going to do it by having the wealthy pay their fair share and close the corporate loopholes.
Finally, we tonight are on the stage together, Donald Trump and I.
We're going to have a debate where we are talking about the importance of your policy.
ګټي وی هغه تر لاسوی بل دا چې دوی هغه خپل هم دا وړي چې نه باید دوی ولس د ډیر فشار لاندې وي یا ذهني فشار لاندې وي او دا خبره هغه هم په ګوته کوي چې غواړي دوی ولس ته په هر
د مهاله ډونالډ ټرمپ They're devaluing their currency, and there's nobody in our government to fight them. And we have a very good fight, and we have a winning fight.
په هواد کې کارونه روزګارونه په ختمېدو دي. بهر ملکونو ته دي، چین ته دي روزګارونه، او په ملک کې داسې څوک نشته چې د هغې مقابله وکړي. دوی ډېر ښه روزګارونه بایلي.
A friend of mine who builds plants said it's the eighth wonder of the world. They're building some of the biggest plants anywhere in the world, some of the most sophisticated, some of the best plants. With the United States, as he said, not so much. They're all leaving, and we can't allow it to happen anymore.
As far as child care is concerned, and so many other things, I think
Hillary and I agree on that. We probably disagree a little bit as to numbers and amounts and what we're going to do, but perhaps we'll be talking about that later. But we have to stop our jobs from being stolen from us. We have to stop our companies from leaving the United States, and with it, firing all of their people. All you have to do is take a look at carrier
Donald Trump وای چې دوی به هغه روزګارونو او درولو مخه نیسي چې بهر ملکونو ته روان دي، هغه کمپنۍ چې بهر ملکونو ته خپل ټول روزګارونه وړي د هغې مخه به نیسي. په امریکا کې به دغه ټول روزګارونو ته ځای ورکوي چې خلک دا هیواد پرې نږدي او په هیواد کې دننه نوکری پر ځای وساتي.
That's going to be a job creator like we haven't seen since Ronald Reagan. It's going to be a beautiful thing to watch. Companies will come, they will build, they will expand. New companies will start.
امریکای ترازی هغه بزن مضبوطه وی د غشان بروزګارونه پیدا کیږي.
We have to stop
د تجارت چکم تړونه دی په هغه به په دوباره خبره تر کوي.
Secretary Clinton, would you like to respond?
Well, I think that trade is an important issue. Of course, we are 5% of the world's population. We have to trade with the other 95%. And we need to have smart, fair trade deals. We also, though, need to have a tax system that rewards work and not just financial transactions. And the kind of plan that Donald has put forth would be trickle-down economics all over again. In fact, it would be the most extreme version, the biggest tax cuts for the top percent of the people in this country that we've ever had. I call it trickle-down
because that's exactly what it would be. That is not how we grow the economy.
We just have a different view about what's best for growing the economy, how we make investments that will actually produce jobs and rising incomes. I think we come at it from somewhat different perspectives. I understand that. You know, Donald was very fortunate in his life, and that's all to his benefit. He started his business with $14 million borrowed from his father. And he really believes that the more you help wealthy people, the better off we'll be, and that everything will work out from there. I don't buy that. I have a big experience. My father was a small businessman. He worked really hard. He printed drapery fabrics on long tables, pulled out those fabrics, and he went down to the silk screen and dumped the paint in and took the squeegee and kept going. And so what I believe is the more we can do for the middle class, the more we can invest in you, your education, your skills, your future, the better we will be off in the better world. That's the kind of economy that I want to see ahead. Let me
turn to Mr. Trump if I can. You've talked about creating 25 million jobs, and you've promised to bring back millions of jobs for Americans. How are we going to bring back the industries that have left this country for cheaper labor overseas? How specifically are you going to tell American manufacturers that you have to come back?
Well, for one thing, and before we start on that, my father gave me a very small loan in 1975. That's the kind of thinking that our country needs. Our country is in deep trouble. We don't know what we're doing when it comes to devaluations and all of these countries all over the world, especially China. They're the
best ever at it. What they're doing to us is a very, very small thing. دا غی قیمت را کم کړی دی.
دوی
به د نور هیوادونو سره تجارتي تړونونه بیا په هغې خبرې کوي.
Let me give you the example of Mexico. They have a VAT tax. We're in a different system. When we sell into Mexico, there's a tax. When they sell in automatic, 16% approximately. When they sell into us, there's no tax. It's a
کله چې موږ په مکسیکو باندې خرڅو هغه موږ نشفاړس فیصد ټکس کټ کبي خو چې کله موږ باندې هغه واپس خرڅوي نو هغه باندې کوم ټکسونه نه وي.
Yes, said okay, good. I want you to be very happy. It's very important to me. But in all fairness to Secretary Clinton, when she started talking about this, it was really very recently. She's been doing this for 30 years. And why hasn't she made the agreements better? The NAFTA agreement is defective just because of the tax and many other reasons, but just because of the fact.
Let me interrupt just a moment. But
Secretary Clinton and others, politicians, should have been doing this for years, not right now because of the fact that we've created a movement. They should have been doing this for years. What's happened to our jobs and our country and our economy generally is, look, we owe...
نوموړی وایي چې سیکرټري هیلری کلینټن او نورو سیاستدانانو له ډېر د وخت نه ډېر څه کول پکار وو. دوی له تجارتي تړونونو باندې خبرې اترې کول پکار وو چې هېواد ته
And they're leaving in bigger numbers than ever. And what you do is you say, fine, you want to go to Mexico or some other country, good luck. We wish you a lot of luck. But if you think you're going to make your air conditioners or your cars or your cookies or whatever you make and bring them into our country without a tax, you're wrong. And once you say you're going to have to tax them coming in, and our politicians never do this because they have special interests and the special interests want those companies to leave because in many cases they own the companies.
So what I'm saying is we can stop them from leaving. We have to stop them from leaving. And that's a big problem. I'm going to stop for a second.
Remember where we were 8 years ago. We had the worst financial crisis, the Great Recession, the worst since the 1930s. That was in large part because of tax policies that slashed taxes on the wealthy, failed to invest in the middle class, took their eyes off of Wall Street, and created a perfect storm. In fact, Donald was one of the people who rooted for the housing crisis. The tax policy he said back in 2006, gee, I hope it does collapse because then I can go in and buy some and make some money. Well, it did collapse.
That's called business, by the way.
9 million people. 9 million people lost their jobs. 5 million people lost their homes. And $13 trillion in family wealth was wiped out.
Now, we have come back from the abyss. And it has not been easy.
So we're now on the precipice of having a potentially much better economy, but the last thing we need to do is to go back to the policies that failed us in the first place. Independent experts have looked at what I've proposed and looked at what Donald's proposed, and basically they've said this, that if his tax plan, which would blow up the debt by over $5 trillion and would
نوموړی وایي چې 9 میلیونه خلکو روزګارونه بیللې 15 میلیونه خلکو کورونه بیللې دي او که چیرې دی واپس هغه هر څه ته ځي نو حالات به نور هم خرابیږي
او وایي که د ټرمپ اقتصادي پلان دلته کې عملي کیږي نو 15 ټریلیونه ته به امریکا قرضه چې کوم دی هغه نور هم زیات شي
وی ویل هاف 10 میلیون مور نیو جابز بیکاز وی ویل بی میکینګ انویسټمنټس ویر وی کین گرو دی اکانومی ټیک کلین انرژي. Some country is going to be the clean energy superpower of the 21st century. Donald thinks that climate change is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese. I think it's real.
I did not say that.
We can build a new modern electric grid. That's a lot of jobs. That's a lot of new economic activity. So I've tried to be very specific about what we can and should do. And I am determined that we're going to get the economy really moving again. Building on the progress we've made over the last 8 years, but never going back to what got us in trouble in the first place.
نوموړی وایي چې په لسو په تیرو اتو کلونو کې دوی کومه ترقی کړې ده په هغې باندې نور مخکې تک پکار دی نه چې اته کاله وروسته تک پکار دی.
I'm a great believer in all forms of energy. But we're putting a lot of people in our energy policies are a disaster. Our country is losing so much in terms of energy, in terms of paying off our debt. You can't do what you're looking to do with $20 trillion in debt. The Obama administration, from the time they've come in, is over 230 years worth of debt. And he's topped it. He's doubled it. In a course of almost 8 years, 7.5 years to be semi-exact.
So I will tell you this. صدر بارک اوباما په دور کې د امریکای چې کوم قرضه ده هغه یو په دوه شوې ده.
And we have to do a much better job at giving companies incentive to build new companies or to expand because they're not doing it. And all you have to do is look at the
amrasta worku na ghida ghpul kapniani chi kam de aga norim dwag bargasi wakolish.
Their jobs and their companies are just leaving. They're gone. And Hillary, I just ask you this. You've been doing this for 30 years.
Why are you just thinking about these solutions right now? For 30 years you've been doing it, and now you're just starting to think of solutions.
I will bring back jobs.
Actually,
I have thought about this quite a bit.
Yeah, for 30 years.
I have... Well, not quite that long. I think my husband did a pretty good job in the 1990s. I think a lot about what worked and how we can make it work again.
Well, he approved NAFTA.
Million new jobs,
he approved NAFTA,
balanced budget.
Which is the single worst trade deal ever approved in this country.
Incomes went up for everybody. Manufacturing jobs went up also in the 1990s, if we're actually going to look at the facts.
The هغه وخت صدر بل کلینټن خبره کوي چې په هغه وخت کې څنګه په امریکا کې روزګارونه پیدا شي زیات
شي. And I held them all to the same test. Will they create jobs in America? Will they raise incomes in America? And are they good for our national security? Some of them I voted for. The biggest one, a multinational one known as CAFTA, I voted against. And because I hold the same standards as I look at all of these trade deals. But let's not assume that trade is the only challenge we have in the economy. I think it is a part of it, and I've said what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a special
prosecutor.
We're going to
force the
deals we have, and we're going to hold people accountable. When I was Secretary of State, we actually increased American exports globally 30%.
We increased them to China 50%.
So I know how to really set up and get jobs exports that help to create more new jobs.
What you haven't done in 30 years or 26 years,
well,
any number you want to do.
I've been a senator,
you
Donald,
haven't done it.
And
you haven't
I
done
have
it.
Been a
and
Secretary of State, and I have
your
done
Your husband signed NAFTA, which was one of the worst things that ever happened
well,
to the manufacturing industry.
That is your opinion.
You go to New England, you go to Ohio, Pennsylvania, you go anywhere you want, Secretary Clinton,
Donald
and
Trump
you will see
Clinton Hillary Clinton, تړون نافتا لاسلیک کړو
You want to approve Trans-Pacific Partnership. You were totally in favor of it. Then you heard what I was saying, how bad it is, and you said, I can't win that debate. But you know that if you did win, you would approve that, and that will be almost as bad as NAFTA. Nothing will ever
well,
top NAFTA.
That is just not accurate. I was against it once it was finally negotiated and the terms were laid out. I wrote about that in...
You called it the gold standard.
About, well, I hope...
You called it the gold standard of trade
and
deals. You
know
said
what?
It's the finest deal you've ever seen.
No.
And then you heard
Trump
what I said about it.
Trump was about to say that
you
were against it. Well,
Donald, I know
that
is not the facts. The facts are, I did say, I hoped it would be a good deal, but when it was negotiated, which I was not responsible for, I concluded it wasn't. I wrote about that.
So is it President Obama's fault? Is it President Obama's fault?
Even announced. Look, there
Secretary,
are
is it President Obama's fault?
There are
because he's pushing it.
There are different views about what's good for our country, our economy, and our leadership in the world. And I think it's important to look at what we need to do to get the economy going again. That's why I said new jobs with rising incomes, investments, not in more tax cuts that would add $5 trillion to the debt.
But you have no plan.
Oh, I do.
Secretary, you have no plan.
A book about it.
Trump, Hillary Clinton,
I see this, we need to have strong growth, fair growth, sustained growth. We also have to look at how we help families balance their responsibilities. So we have a very robust set of plans, and people who have looked at both of our plans have concluded that mine would create 10 million jobs and yours would lose us 3.5 million jobs and explode.
You are going to approve one of the biggest tax cuts in history. You are going to approve one of the biggest tax increases in history. You are going to
drive business out. پیدا کولو لپاره هغه ډیر زیات دی او دا چې کوم تګلاره تاسو جوړه کړې ده ښاغلی ټرمپ ته وایي هغه به په 3.5 میلیونه خلکو دندې د لاسه ورکړي
دا وختي چې کومه خبره کېږي نارت اټلانټ نارت امریکن فری ټریډ اګریمنټ باندې خبره کېږي هیلری کلینټن چې کومه خبره کوي زیاتره ډانلډ ټرمپ په هغه باندې ټک کوي چې تاسو د هغې برخه وي زیاتره چې هغه کومې خبرې کوي نو ډانلډ ټرمپ وایي چې هغه پخپله د دغه هر څه برخه وه نو زیاتره ډانلډ ټرمپ د هغې پرت کې خبره کوي
اورېدونکو ته به وایو چې نیویارک هامسترا هامسترا یونیورسٹی کی دا وقت دا پریزیڈنشل ڈیبیٹ یا صدرتی مباحثہ کاندیدانو صدرتی کاندیدانو
ٹرمپ گیٹ یو ٹو پاز رائٹ دیر کز وی ار گونا موو ان وی ار گونا موو ان دی میٹا بٹ وی ار گونا ٹاک اباؤٹ دا ٹرمپ وچ از اباؤٹ ٹو سٹینڈ یو نو آئی
کائنڈ اف اسوم دیٹ دیر وڈ بی ا لاٹ اف دیز چارجز اینڈ کلیمز
اینڈ سو امریکی پہ خلق باندې چې روزګارونه پیدا کوي
and we've turned it into a fact checker. So if you want to see in real time what the facts are, please go and take a look. Because
and take a look at mine also, and you'll see.
Not add a penny to the debt, and your plans would add $5 trillion to the debt. What I have proposed would cut regulations and streamline them for small businesses. What I have proposed would be paid for by raising taxes on the wealthy because they have made all the gains in the economy.
The tax is afoushi aw kamzoor khalko ta ya kam tafqi khalko ta agita ban noor rozgaruna paida shi sta par rozgar ke plan ke ba 15 million khalak de rozgar akhlas shi
aw 15 kharab dollar nuksan
ba ham america to shi
raise taxes $1.3 trillion and look at her website. You know what? It's no different than this. She's telling us how to fight ISIS. Just go to her website. She tells you how to fight ISIS on her website. I don't think General Douglas MacArthur would like that
right,
too much.
The next segment, we're continuing
well,
the subject of
Well, at least I have a plan to fight ISIS. Prosperity.
No, no. You're telling the enemy everything you want to do.
No,
we're not. See, you're telling the enemy everything you want to do. Oh, that was the time when she was not there. She was not there. She was not there. She was not there. She was not
there. And Mr. Clinton, that was the time. ته جواب کې ووم ویل چې زه هغه د پاره هم پلان لرم چې د دایسترا
ترامپ ورته وایي چې ته د دایسترا چې کومه جګړه کې هغه مخکې نه خبرې په دې باندې خپل پلان جوړ شي.
Secretary Clinton, you're calling for a tax increase in the wealthiest Americans. I'd like you to further defend that. And Mr. Trump, you're calling for tax cuts for the wealthy. I'd like you to defend that. And this next two-minute answer goes to you, Mr. Trump.
Well, I'm really calling for major jobs because the wealthy are going to create tremendous jobs. They're going to expand their companies. They're going to do a tremendous job. I'm getting rid of the carried interest provision. And if you really look, it's not a tax. It's really not a great thing for the wealthy. It's a great thing for the
wealthy. ټیکس د اضافي په خلاف یې نو دغه په څنګه امریکا ته فائدہ وکړي او هیلی کلینټن وایي چې زه یو نیم ټریلیون ټیکس په دغه مالدار خلکو سیوا کوم نو ته څنګه خپل دی پاکي
فرام اوورسیز وير دی کانټ برینګ دی منی بیک بیکاز پالیټیشنز لایک سیکریټری کلینټن وونټ الاو دیم ټو برینګ دی منی بیک بیکاز دی ټیکسز ار سو اونرس اینڈ دی بیوروکراټک ریډ ټیپ سو واټ از سو بیډ سو واټ دی ار ډوینګ از دی ار لیوینګ اور کانټری اینڈ دی بیلیو اٹ اور ناټ لیوینګ بیکاز ټیکسز ار ټو هاي دی وایي چې
دا ټیکس کې اضافه راځي نو دغه خلک به هم امریکا نه اوزی خپل سرمایه کاری به هم به بهر ملکونو کې شروع کی کچرته هیلی کلینټن پلان عمل کیږي او ټیکس کې اضافه راځي
and everybody agrees it should be brought back. Instead of that, they're leaving our country to get their money because they can't bring their money back into our country.
دی چې خپل پیسې ورته ملاوي شي امریکا ته واپس نه راځي.
We have a president that can't sit them around a table and get them to approve something. And here's the thing, Republicans and Democrats agree that this should be done. $2.5 trillion. I happen to think it's double that. It's probably $5 trillion that we can't bring into our country, Lester. And with a little leadership, you'd get it in here very quickly.
د مبړې وای چې د 2.5 کرب ډالر خپل هوا ته واپس راوړي او د 15 کرب ډالر پور راوړي شي د چې کم د ټیکس پلان دی د هغې لاندې چې په مالدار خلکو با ټیکس نیم په نیمه کم کی.
Tax increases on the wealthiest Americans, Secretary Clinton.
I have a feeling that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? just join the debate by saying more crazy things. Now, let me say
hey, there's nothing crazy about not letting our companies bring their money back into their country.
This is Secretary Clinton's 2 minutes, please.
Let's start the clock again, Lester. We've looked at your tax proposals. I don't see changes in the corporate tax rates or the kinds of proposals you're referring to that would cause the repatriation bringing back tax policy
هم د نظر لاندې تیر کړی دا خو باغې کې دا کوم څه نوی نه چې په کارپوریټ یا تجارتي کوم کمپنیانه چې دی پاغې باندې ټیکس
لګي you have what is called now the Trump loophole. Because it would so advantage you and the business you do.
You've proposed an approach that has a
$4
billion tax benefit for your family.
هغه وایي چې دا کوم پالیسی چې تا جوړ کړی په دې کې به ستا ګټه هم وي او ځکه په ډونالډ ټرمپ باندې دا تور لګوي چې دا تا خپل د شخصي ګټې لپاره هم جوړ کړی ځکه چې دا به تا ته څلور بلیونه ډالر ګټه رسوي او ستا کمپنۍ یا تجارت چې دا مهاله
روان دی We need to do more to make the contributions we should be making to rebuild the middle class. I don't think top down works in America. I think building the middle class, investing in the middle class, making college debt free so more young people can get their education.
مضبوط اول او د هغیت روزګار مخې ور کول دا وی چې دغه سره به امریکا مضبوطیږي د کمی سره چې ستای اتفاق نشته نستا د پالیسي برخه ده.